Well, we're excited about getting the win over a really good Southern Illinois team, and I know the league really well that they play in, and I know they have really good football players. Harped on it all week that this is a team that if you let them in the game, will cause you some problems, and they're gonna hang around if you let them in. And we're up 21-3 and playing really good football, and then we had a poor drive on defense. And we just missed a bunch of tackles and struggled to tackle the Wildcat quarterback. Next thing you know, it's 21-9, and then the floodgates opened because then we couldn't hang on to the ball offensively. And next thing you know, we're down 22-21 with four turnovers at half and deserved to be down, probably deserved to be down more. We talked to the guys at halftime. You gave them life. And now it's going to be a four-quarter game, period. It is going to be a four-quarter game because these guys are playing with confidence. And so I challenged the heck out of the guys at halftime to rise up and play better. Yeah, we were down a quarterback, but we've got good players at all positions, and we need to step up and play. And I thought defensively we played exceptionally well in the second half. We got after the quarterback. They're a good team. They're going to make some plays. And then offensively we sputtered a little bit still, that we've got to get some things ironed out, but we were able to rush the football. And obviously the last score was critical for us so that we didn't have them come down and have a chance to beat us. So pleased with the win. A win's a win, and I'm never going to not enjoy a win. We just have a lot of work to do. No, I can't right now. I visited with him at the time, and I was pretty emotional. It's a pretty special kid to me, and saw it happen last year in the second game, and kind of had deja vu kind of going through my mind, and I'm sick for the kid, devastated, and we'll pray for the best and see what happens.
Initial thoughts on how Will Howard handled it?
Well, he struggled a little bit, but some of it was credit to Southern Illinois, and they did some really good things. And then he made a big time throw on the last drive to Phillip to keep it alive, because we were starting to wear down on defense. And so the kid made a play. Will's a good football player. I've told you guys that. And I'm counting on him, if that's the case, to take the lion's share of the ones reps and have a great week and be ready to go. He's got a great presence in the huddle, and he calmed us down, which I do appreciate. But everybody on offense needs to play a little bit better when a guy like Skyler goes down.
What, in terms of preparation, what have you seen from Will Howard leading up to this?
It's been good, you know. It's been really good. Now, granted, we're in the second week of the season from a practice standpoint, and Skyler takes the lion's share of the one reps, and so he takes good amount of reps. Now he'll end up taking a lot more.
Were they throwing a few things at you defensively that Will wasn't?
I don't know. It's hard for me to tell you right now. It looked to me like they were doing a lot of the same things we'd seen on film, maybe we didn't pick some things up. Maybe we got a little bit confused. I don't know. We'll have to watch the film, but we've got to learn from it and get better.
How much of a steadying influence was Daniel Green in the second half for you?
It was big. We wanted to take the football, and they deferred anyway. And we got the football and took it right down and scored on a great drive and just got some momentum. And we just couldn't sustain the momentum. But having Daniel back in the second half, you lose one of your leaders on defense, and it's hard to practice. Does he play with the ones? Does he play with the twos? Do you give him any reps? We just sat him. It was 103 degrees. We didn't want him to dress. And then I have to get all sweaty and stuff, so we just kept him in sweats till the second half.
Do you feel like there was any element of the team being shell-shocked a little bit after Skyler went out?
Potentially. You know, as good a player as he is, and as much time and effort and stuff as he's put into to getting himself back to playing, and you know he's really the voice of the team. He had Noah Johnson. That absolutely, I think that was. But that's the adversity we have to overcome, and we had to overcome it today. And it struggled. We struggled for a while to overcome it, but we did overcome it and got a win. And so you know we'll pray that the kid gets good news. But you know, looks like for the foreseeable future, we got to go with Will, and Will will be ready to play.
How much credit does Felix Anadike deserve for what he did?
Yeah, he played really, really well and made some big plays, and we were able to get after the quarterback in the second half. That was really the difference in the game, is the kid scrambled and made some plays, kept plays alive in the first half and in the second half. You know, maybe our depth on the D-line, maybe wore them down a little bit with their O-line because we were able to keep fresh bodies in. And I think the quarterback's got a lot of moxie and is a really good player. But we were able to get him to turn it over a couple times in the second half.
When the offense isn't producing, like early in the second half, how big is it to be able to rely on your defense to get stops and keep you in a game like this?
Yeah, we really needed to. And then it was windier than a lot of people probably thought, and so we gave them the win in the third quarter, and I thought we chewed up most of the clock, and so we thought we had the win in the fourth quarter, and I thought we'd probably have a little bit more success offensively. We didn't, so then the defense just had to step up, and we had some big third down stops that were really critical for us to, and then even a couple fourth down stops. I don't blame Coach Hill. I'd have gone for it on the fourth downs a couple of times too. You're here to win the game. You're not here to punt and just keep playing football.
And then, Coach, what can you say about the atmosphere? I mean, first game back with
Wow, it was dynamite. It was so much fun. We had our player walk, which was new this year, walking in with the tailgates and had the band and cheerleaders, all these fans around. I told the kids, Kansas State football is a special place, and it was a great reminder to our guys how special this place is and how great the fan base is, and coming out of the tunnel and hearing the roar, and when we had the momentum and the crowd was into it, this is what the Bill is like. And thanks for the fans for coming out and supporting those guys, and we'll continue to get better. So please come out and keep coming to the games, because we have a chance to be pretty good if we keep working hard.
Reflect on the first quarter interception there by Jalen Pickle off that deflection.
What a play by Ryan Hennington. It was as good a football play as you'll see as a heady kid when the ball was tipped up and he found a way he couldn't pick it to just flip it up. And Jalen just runs to the football. That's what we preach, and running to the football. That's as good a play as I've probably seen a kid make in what Henny did. And then Pick made the interception. It was fun to watch.
Coach, who were some of the vocal leaders that stepped up for you, whether it be in the locker room or down on the sideline in the second half?
You know, I'd say Logan Long is one of the guys. He was one of our captains this week, and I thought Logan really stepped up. Hayden Gillum, a couple old linemen that don't play a ton, but Hayden Gillum and Logan Long are two phenomenal leaders for us that did a great job of trying to keep guys calmed down and stay the course. And, you know, it's a 60-minute game, and you know what I say, we found a way to pull it out at the end.
Does your confidence waver in Will Howard at all?
No.
And, I mean, in the offseason, Will Howard, was really hyped up. How much confidence do you have in him?
A lot. He'll be fine.
You know, we talked a lot about the quarterback play, but tonight your running game was going up over 4 yards a carry. Deuce over 4.5 to 3 touchdowns. We know what Deuce can do, but how pleased were you with the offensive line, especially on that last drive?
Yeah, I was really pleased. One of our Hammer Awards went to Josh Rivas. I think Rivas playing really well and doing a great job, and I was proud of Joe Irvin coming in and getting some big carries, especially late. He ran through some arm tackles. Jacardier Wright became a factor. Obviously, Deuce had another 100-yard game, but we need to compliment him with Joe and Jacardier. And, our O-line is giving us time and opening up some holes, and pleased with the way they're playing.
Chris, it's very rare that you guys have 3 turnovers in one half. It happened today. I'm just wondering, how much did that make you change your strategy going into the second?
Well, you can't turn the ball over, and when we turned it over as many times, we had 4 in the first half, didn't we?
Yeah.
We had 4 turnovers in the first half. You were short one. We had 4 turnovers the first half, which will just kill you. You can't win games turning the ball over 4 times. And fortunately, we had made a couple of explosive plays to at least get us a little bit of a lead. That we were able to hang on. But, you know, you kind of keep preaching, hang on to the ball, you know, ball security, because they do a great job stripping it. We saw it on film, and they did it with Deuce. They stripped it out of there on him the one time. But, it's something that we have to clean up. You're not going to win games by turning the football over as many times as we did, and it's something that I know Coach Mess and the offensive staff will be on alert for as the weeks come.
Chris, how big was Malik tonight?
Two great plays right out of the gate. The one, I thought Skyler threw a dime to him, and it was really good coverage, but he made a big-time play. And then he adjusted to a ball that Skyler threw him and made another big-time play. And then on the sideline, he's playing with a lot of confidence, and I'm excited for him. He received our biggest award in the locker room because I just love the way the kid's playing. He's got great leadership, playing his tail off, and he's creating some of those matchup nightmares that we anticipate him doing.
And I know, I mean, he missed the second field goal, but how big was Tatum's first one to put you guys up?
Yeah, that was big on that field goal. I didn't really see. I don't know if he mishit it or if we had a poor snap or hold, but we got to make that. Tatum knows that we got to get up four there, and then if we score, we get him out of reach. But big field goal to hit the one to get us ahead, but we got to make that chip shot.
Coach, with everything that went wrong, did this turn into an act of survival if you guys got through?
Every game's an act of survival, Fitz. It is. You go out there for 4 hours. Last week was better because we were only out there for 3 hours, and you try to survive in advance, and you're going to learn. We made mistakes that you typically make in a first game, and we made them in the second game. That's the frustrating thing for me is, you know, you do those things in the first game, you're like, it's so-and-so's rusty. We're not, you know, whatever. Get the cobwebs out. You can't make those mistakes in a second game, and that's something that I'm frustrated with because I know we're a better football team than we showed today. Take nothing away from Southern Illinois. Nick Hill's done a terrific job, and he's going to have a really good season there, but I'm just frustrated because I thought we would take a step forward. We didn't take that step forward. Now, we got to win, and last year was hard to find wins late in the season, so I'm going to enjoy the heck out of this one for about another 45 minutes before I go to bed.
Chris, before seeing film, what was the success of the three-man front tonight?
It was good. We didn't give up the explosive play, and that's something that's still the reason why we stayed in it more is we're limiting the explosive plays, and they had some really good RPO stuff that they were running, and I think it helped us there. But we'll see, you know, how it really looked once we watched. I thought our defense, for the most part, played well, other than the one drive that they had. We had a bunch of missed tackles on. They scored, and then that last one where they kind of bled us. And we were in not necessarily a pre-met, but we were playing more soft zone. They made a few plays. Plus, we had the face mask on that one. But I thought, for the most part, our defense played. You know, that's a good offense. Hold to 276 yards and not many points, considering some of those were on the other side.
Hey, Coach, I was just wondering, after Southern Illinois scored their first touchdown, it looked like they came out some type of a swinging gate, two-point conversion. Had you guys seen that on film? Were you prepared for that?
Yeah, we had seen it on film. They ran the play the other way. They ran it against Simo to the right. This time they ran it to the left. And, you know, in reality, that was a critical play because they don't get it. Or it's a 24-24 game, not a 24-23 game. I take nothing away. You try to get points when you get points. I'm not, but it will end up being a bigger deal in the end because you know, we had the 8-point lead rather than a 7-point lead.
And then they had to burn two timeouts in the third quarter. Was that because of substitutions or just the crowd getting to them?
I don't know what that was. I think maybe they had some errors on their personnel. I couldn't ask you. I couldn't tell you what Nick had on that.
Well, I just want to ask about, I know you guys have been going 3-and-out of Eatley after half of them, but did you feel like getting that fourth down stop late in the third quarter, did that maybe blunt their momentum?
I think so. You know, I don't know where the ball was at there, but it was at midfield, and I think that's one where we ended up getting a field goal on, but that was critical. That was a big-time stop, and I thought our guys played really well that second half on defense, and they had a couple of plays on us, but in the second half, I think – we tackled much, much better. We kept the ball in front of us. We were more tenacious on the quarterback. So pleased with the way we played second half defensively.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good night. Thanks.